The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Simon Tierney is with me, continuing our series How to Do Stuff. How to do what this week, Simon?
How to get kids to go to sleep.
Ooh, right?
Now, okay. I know a lot of your listeners will relate to this. We're going through, we're in the trenches at the moment.
So, ages.
They're 5 and 3, but the big change, any sort of change to a child's routine just messes up sleep instantly. It's extraordinary. We decided to put, they were in separate bedrooms, and about a week and a half ago, we've moved them into the same bedroom.
Okay.
Because we were trying to solve another issue, but we're kind of putting out fire. Now
your home gym.
Another fire. my man den.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's important.
Home gym. Have you seen me?
Yeah.
It'd be a library.
That's why I thought you were going to put in a gym, I'll be honest with you. Finally, he's doing something about
God,
that physique.
This is radio. So, yeah, we put them in the same bedroom and it's created all sorts of issues, right? The main issue being that they just don't go to sleep, right? So the big thing for me is how do I deal with this? Because, like, my childless friends are always shocked to discover that the bedtime routine is... It's a massive mission.
It
takes a long time. At the moment, it currently takes between 90 minutes and 2 hours from beginning to end.
From the right time to start going to bed until they're asleep.
Yeah.
Is that it?
And they don't understand that, because let me just list out the things that have to be done during the bedtime routine, which is so succinctly summed up in those couple of words. Wind down time, which takes a long time. You can't just flick a light switch and they go to sleep.
Yeah.
Bath, teeth, choose next day's clothes for school, pick a storybook, bottle and story together, pee, music on, then try to go to sleep. There's about 7 or 8 different steps there in the so-called bedtime.
And you haven't
routine.
Even included the stand at the bottom of the stairs and shout repeatedly up at them, one more, I'm giving you one more bloody chance.
And I haven't included when they finally make it down through the various barriers I've created and I have to bring them back up again.
Yeah.
I haven't included that at all. So, look, big caveat here, Kieran, is obviously I'm not a parenting expert or anything like that, but I wanted to share some of my experiences, whether for good or for bad.
Okay, so where will we start?
Acceptance.
Oh, right, okay, the first stage.
A huge thing for me, right? It's a bit like going through the 5 steps of grief, and acceptance comes at the end. You try everything, and the final stage is acceptance. And what I mean by that is that you can have the best will in the world. You can have your plans laid out for you and your spouse later that evening. We're going to have a bottle of wine. We're going to watch an episode of whatever, Bake Off or whatever it is. Mm. We're going to have a nice evening. Like, you have to kind of park all that and accept that your evening is their evening. Because if you don't, and this has taken me years to learn this, such a simple thing, but it's very hard to learn this, is that if you're constantly fighting against the bedtime routine and fighting against what they're doing, you're going to get so stressed.
One of the things that I found strange about the bedtime, the whole concept of doing having a routine, the exact same time, is you don't go to bed the same time every night, roughly the same, but you'll go up when you're tired within a window.
Mm.
And yet we kind of expect our kids to be tired. It's now 8 o'clock, which means you're all tired and you must go asleep.
You're absolutely right.
They could be tired at 7. They might be bouncing off the walls at 8. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Parents get very uptight about this.
That's why I think you have to get them a good spell of fresh air outside.
That's sage advice.
You know, my mother was a massive believer in this. I'm a big believer in it as well. My wife thinks I'm a bit mad, but they need to be run around like racehorses.
Yes.
Honest to God.
Yeah.
Hail, rain or shine. Bring them out that door and give them a good run around. Fresh air. Massive believer in it.
Yeah, that's a great...
I think it does help.
What about the wind down time then? Is that's fresh air there, or is that separate again?
No, that's separate. Like, wind down time is an interesting one in the sense that, you know, you can't expect them to go from 90 to 0 in the space of half an hour. Like, there is... I found massive value in bringing them upstairs before official bedtime and doing kind of gentle activities like a jigsaw or like we've actually turned that now spare bedroom, because they're in the same room, we've turned that into a kind of an upstairs playroom.
Oh yeah.
Which is a bit calmer, a bit quieter. There's no telly or anything up there. It's a kind of a calm space,
yes. You know,
with no screens or anything like that. And they can do a bit of activities up there. And like they are bouncing off the walls. Even when I take them out of the bath, they are really, I think it's almost like they know that bedtime is coming. So they're even more physical than they would be normally.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I see that in our house. And our version of this, ours are a bit older, 11 and 9. So... Yeah, they are allowed to watch a little bit of TV before they go to bed, but it has to be a show.
Yeah.
You have to watch a thing with a story that they kind of get a little bit lost in, and they're following a narrative. They're absolutely not allowed on
horror movies.
Or you know, sometimes my son has a great question: can I watch YouTube but nothing bad? Is what he asks.
That's classic.
You know, because he knows that there's rules that we generally the answer is no, so it always comes with it, but nothing bad.
Yeah.
But you'd never say the odd time when we would say yes, that would never be before bed. Little short things, those little dopamine hits. You gotta weed that out. No dopamine hits before bed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, they do say that blue light isn't great.
Yeah.
But you know, at the end of the day, all TV isn't bad, as you say, and if something is gentle. I'll tell you one tip that I found really helpful, Kieran, that some of your younger parenting listeners might find good, is we did invest in a little sleep clock.
Oh yeah, how did
Have
that
you
go
heard
now?
Of those?
Yeah, we had one now, and we had one, so it goes from blue kind of at night, or purpley blue, to yellow or orange in the morning, and then they know they
Vice
can get
versa.
Up.
Yeah, so it's kind of orange at nighttime and blue
it?
In the morning.
Oh, is that it? But it had a countdown. It had stars that would count down with the hours. That was a mistake, because they learned...
That I have a bit more time.
Yeah, as in they would our problem was waking up in the morning. They would realise... that when there was only 3 stars left, it's kind of, we're getting close to the countdown here, so I'll just get up.
Yeah.
It's like 5 in the morning.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's really interesting you say that, actually, because ours doesn't have that countdown.
Yeah, it's a better one.
It's literally black and white, and it suddenly goes the colour that it's daytime at 7 a.m. But we found that our older daughter will often come into us and she'll say, "Dad, the clock just doesn't change. I don't think it's working."
You know, yeah.
Because she doesn't know when it's getting to the time.
Yes.
So there's pros and cons. Mm. There's a lot of different versions of this clock that we're talking about on the market. But we do find it helpful at nighttime in particular, because she knows that it's turned orange, right? That and something in her does click. Now, the younger child, it's not really working for her yet, but the 5-year-old, it is definitely working.
What about the coming down the stairs thing?
Yeah, the coming down the stairs thing. Like, I really empathize with my daughters in relation to this, because I used to do this myself. I used to come downstairs. I remember it. I remember creeping down. I remember worried how my parents were going to react. I remember they had questions and answers on telly after the 9 o'clock news. Mm-hmm. Remember questions and answers? You know, and that kind of, that soundtrack to my youth, I do remember. But when they come down, like there's a number of barriers that I mentioned earlier. We do have a gate on their door.
Big 6-bar gate.
It's an electric gate.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
But like they have to get through that. Then we can hear the creak of the stairs. We see them at the door. There's a glass door separating the hall from the sitting room and all the rest. So like the big thing for me to stop my daughter coming down, and I have to say it has been effective, is solo reading, right? She can't read per se yet. She's getting there. She's 5. But for a long time, she saw books as a joint activity with mum or dad.
Yes.
And it took me a while. It took a lot of work to convince her that reading could be a solo activity. I put reading in inverted commas. But now she can sit, she can lie down in the bed with a book and she can be quite comfortable going through the picture book, the story book by herself. And it has a massive impact on stopping her coming downstairs, for the simple reason that being in bed for her now isn't just about trying to go to sleep and the struggle with that. It's about being in bed and resting and being comfortable with an activity like reading.
Sometimes you just need to tell them to cop on and go to sleep, though, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Like, some of the stuff that these parenting books come out with is brilliant. I've put a couple of quotes down here because they're just so laughable. They're so disengaged from the reality of parenting. One is, collaborate with the child rather than control the child.
You lost me at collaborate.
The other one I love is, don't allow your own personal dysregulation to impact your child. Check in with your body to be sure it is relaxed and your breathing is normal. That's exactly what I was thinking when I was losing the absolute plot last night on the stairs.
Yeah, no, sometimes they just need to be told to cop themselves on.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Simon, thank you very much. Simon will be back continuing his series How to Do Stuff at the Same Time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.